Good morning, Happy Housewife Club members. This is Darla Shine. How are you? It's a good day here on Long Island in my kitchen. It's Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday. I have to look on my computer board. Okay, yep, it's Wednesday the 13th to see what day it is. We are really excited because we actually figured out how to get all three of us together. Dana in Michigan. And
Hi.
Erin. Hey, Erin. Erin, where are you? Are you in Wisconsin?
Good morning. I'm in Wisconsin, but we're just like 20 minutes north of Chicago. So,
okay,
yeah, we're in
Wisconsin.
Okay,
because for some reason, in my head, I cannot get that you're in Wisconsin. I keep thinking that you're in Texas. I don't know why.
I can't believe I'm in Wisconsin either.
Why am I getting that you're in Texas? Did you grow up in Texas?
Yeah, I'm originally from Texas, right. I'm transplanted to Wisconsin, and so this Texas girl is learning to deal with the winters here up in the Midwest, so.
Yeah, all right. So, you know, it's already getting cold here. This morning, Connor had to wear a sweatshirt. Hannah is home today with a head cold. So we have
no.
Our first day with the kids home already. I made it 1 week. I made it 1 week, but I just gave her 500 milligrams of vitamin C. I made her drink. Everyone, you have to get this. You know those commercials where you see the teacher who invented the airborne stuff?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Do you see that? I swear by it. I think it's phenomenal. It's a great product. We have to get this guy to advertise on Happy Housewives Club and pay to be up there because I'm endorsing his product so much.
Yep.
Seriously.
It's good stuff. I've taken it, too. It works really, really well.
It works. As soon as you feel a cold coming on, you take that. By the afternoon, you're fine. So I just made Hannah drink. You know, some of it. She doesn't like the way it tastes, but
it's kind of like an Alka-Seltzer, isn't it? Like you drop
right.
it in the water. Is that how
it
works?
It
yep,
is, but
exactly
it's
it.
Really tart. It's got a real tart flavor to it. So,
but seriously, when do you guys have to contact him? He needs to be paying.
Okay.
For all the endorsement I'm doing. But I was up late last night going through all my magazines. On midweek, my husband brings home all the next week's papers because he works in news. So I get U.S. News and Newsweek and Time and National Review and all these magazines that go to the press early.
Right.
So he brings them home to me. So I'm always, you know, ahead of the game with what's going on. And I was freaking out because in one of the magazines, I think Newsweek, they're talking about this new women's radio network that's coming out. That Gloria Steinem is starting. And
oh,
Jane
no.
Fonda.
Really?
Yeah. But they want to give an alternative to, you know, all this political crap that's out there. But you see what I mean? Who's the one who said there needs to be a women's network? A mom's network. I mean, these women just continue to steal my ideas and copy me. So I'm a little bit upset.
So you're going to contact Gloria Steinem and say, hey, what's the deal?
I don't think she's going to have me on anytime soon. Last year, I don't know. I wasn't connected with you, Erin. You didn't know me well, but she publicly denounced me. Did you know
right.
that?
Right. Well, yeah, you told me about that.
Well, she wrote that I, you know, Darla Shine, that I am stirring the mommy wars and causing all this strife between women. So, you know, hey, listen, I think this, if the leader of the feminist movement could come out and trash me, I think that's good.
I was just going to say, yeah, it must be, you must be doing something right for her to be even noticing you.
Isn't that good?
That's
but,
cool.
But, you know, if she really wants to represent women on her network, she should take a meeting from me. Because are we not? A huge representation of half the women
absolutely.
In this country.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I bet you she won't. I'm gonna call anyway. I'm gonna see if I can get a meeting. And I'll keep
you
guys
updated. Oh, I can't
wait
to hear about this. Yeah. yeah. Tomorrow's podcast should be about Gloria Steinem.
But this is going to be a clear indication of what the feminist movement thinks. Because here will be their opportunity to represent, to have a show that focuses on stay-at-home moms, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is their network's going to be a 24-hour network. So you're telling me that they can't give an hour to stay-at-home moms? I'm curious to see if they're willing to recognize those women, because I bet all this show is going to be about working women and career women and all that.
Well, and the
so
bad thing is,
because they're not even home during the day.
Right, and
that would be interesting.
And even if they have stay-at-home moms on there, they'll probably make them look bad, anyways.
Well, I don't know about that, but. You know, what I think, and I was saying last night, too, I was actually speaking with Todd. If there is going to be this network created by Gloria Steinem, which obviously is going to have a slant towards her political and views and her agenda, why can't we have our own network?
I like that idea.
So we right
should.
Now, I am saying that we are going to start a whole Happy Housewives Club network.
Oh,
so
Lord.
We have a lot to do, girls.
You know, that I was just thinking that. I'm so tired as it is. Ah.
What are you tired about? Take a vitamin. What's the matter with you? Did you get a good night's sleep?
No, I didn't. I didn't get to bed until 1 o'clock this morning. So.
Oh,
what time did you get up?
What time did I get up? I got up at 7:30, which is late. So we had to, like, run around the house rushing around so Katie wasn't late for school. That's what I mean. I got to get to bed earlier so we're not, like, rushing in the morning. I'm awful. I am a bad, bad morning person.
You know, well, and once my morning goes like that, it messes up my whole day.
It does.
I try not to let it mess up my day, but, yeah, it just screws everything up for me. So.
Well, are you girls taking vitamins?
Erin, say
do. Yes, I do. I take a multivitamin.
And how about you, Dana? Dana, you're not taking a vitamin?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me just talk about vitamins for a few minutes seriously. There is no way in our days and the stuff that we're eating that we're going to get all the nutrients in that our bodies need. And especially as you're approaching the middle of your life where your body is shifting and changing, your body needs calcium, your body needs magnesium, your body needs vitamin B, your body needs vitamin K, vitamin E, all of these things that you're not getting enough of. And so it's important to take a multivitamin. And there are so many multivitamins that are geared towards women. One a day. I have a vitamin. I don't even know what it's called from the health food store that I take. And on top of that, you know, extra vitamin C. Dana, this is so important. I cannot believe yesterday you told me you didn't buy organic dairy, and now you're not taking vitamins. Are you still smoking?
Oh, no. Don't even ask me.
No.
No. No.
Seriously, it's very important to take a multivitamin. And, you know, it's so important to take the calcium that's in that vitamin because I never drink milk. I mean, are you drinking milk?
Yes. We are huge milk drinkers. Yeah. We go through about a gallon a day here in our house.
The non-organic bad milk that you're drinking, a gallon a day. The girls should have their period by age 7 and be wearing a size D bra by the age 11.
If I drink milk with hormones in it, will it make my boobs grow?
I think you're too late for that, but it'll make your ass grow.
Oh, that's not good. That's not where I need it.
But you know what? Milk is, it is fattening, you know?
I hope
you can't drink a lot of whole milk, girls.
No.
I hope you're drinking
2%
milk.
2%? Yeah, I drink 2%.
But, you know, on a serious note, on the website, on the main page, I have to the right, I think you have it to the right, Erin, we have Dr. Furman's book there and his website.
Yes.
All of the moms in the website in the Happy Housewives Club, I urge you, go to diseaseproof.com. Read all the information that he has there. He says the cancer, we have got to get him on this podcast. Cancer is a disease of malnutrition. And what's happening in America, even though everyone's fat and overweight and we have all access to all this food, we're eating all of the wrong foods. So instead of our bodies looking malnutrition like someone in Africa, skinny, skinny, we're overweight, but we still have malnutrition. We do not have the proper nutrients our bodies need to have our cells have oxygen and proper growth. So you have got to go over there and read what he has on breast cancer. It's so interesting. And you know what else I read on his website, girls? That since 1974, with the whole cancer rate and everything that's been going on in this country, do you know the outcome of cancer has not changed at all?
Really?
The amount of people getting cancer, you know, nothing has changed. In 30 years, and I think it's fascinating. It's fascinating. Hmm. So it's all there. You know, you have to read it. We have to start getting this guy on because it's just amazing what he has to say. But every day, and I say this every day on this podcast, and I'm going to, you know, drive it home and drive all the girls crazy until they do it. Apples, kiwis, big salad, lots of water,
right.
and take a multivitamin. So, what are you girls doing today?
Going out and buying vitamins, quitting smoking, and I don't have a lot planned for today, actually.
Did you read the post? Who wrote the post about going out on her anniversary? Did anyone read this? One of our girls went out for her anniversary, her wedding anniversary.
I read that.
Who was that? I don't know who it was, but I was laughing so hard last night. So one of our members, she is all excited. It's her anniversary. Her husband and she get a sitter. They go get a hotel room. They go out to dinner. When they come back to the hotel room, she's expecting to have this great anniversary romance sex.
Romance, right.
And he has a stomach ache and he has gas and he's like farting all over the room. And then he puts on like his ugly t-shirt and shorts and then he gets in bed and goes to sleep.
It was Nancy. I'm looking at it
Nancy,
right now.
Nancy, yeah, yeah.
So I want to just say, Nancy, I love that story. I love that story. And this story is a perfect example. It just paints a picture of marriage, doesn't it?
Yes.
Totally, yeah, definitely.
So anyway, so then she said she woke him up and forced him to go down to the bar to have some drinks. And then she said that they drank until the place closed down. But she didn't say if they actually finally had sex.
I know, that's what everybody was wanting to know. So did you have the good hotel sex? So that was the big question after her
post. And forget the hotel sex, the drunken sex. Let's face it, it's much more fun to have sex when you're drunk. I won't have sober sex anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
Sober sex is no fun. You have to have a buzz on, don't you think? A little glass of wine.
A little glass of wine is nice, yeah. But I want to remember it the next day.
I'm not talking about, you know, totally sick drunk. I don't get drunk. I haven't gotten drunk since I was in college. I'm saying a little bit of a buzz. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A glass of wine is nice.
Right. A little glass of wine. I love my Mike's Hard Lemonades. And, something like that to just get the party going. So, Nancy, I want you to tell us if you finally got laid that night. We need to know.
Maybe she's still working on it.
Yeah, maybe a work in process, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But, this is – what were you going to say, Dana? Go.
I was just going to say, actually, it would be fun to get Nancy on the podcast to tell us about that night, too.
Right. Well, there are a lot of girls who want to get on. In fact, I saw what you wrote on the internet, Dana, but you have to be more specific. Tell them how to go get the headsets and all that.
And because I did. And actually, Tanya from Australia, she's wanting to get hooked up to do a podcast. I just emailed her back, and she's going to be available, I think, in October to do one. So that'll be a lot of fun to get her on.
Okay, and I want to just note we need to notify all of our members that we're going to be switching servers on the website. So hopefully there will be no disruption, right, Erin?
I think, if I do everything right, there will be no disruption. You won't even know it's happening. So.
But if Erin screws the whole thing up.
Then I'm going to hear about it for sure. Yeah, yeah.
No, then she'll go in the witness protection program and we'll never hear from her again.
Yeah. But my husband will hide me out on some base somewhere far, far away.
Yeah, hopefully. And speaking of husbands, Soldier's wife, which do we know her first name? I don't know her first name. Her husband is going to be going off to Iraq.
Yep.
Right.
And we have one of our moms who's going through a divorce. And one of our moms who's suffering now back again with postpartum depression. And we, last night at about midnight, I got this email from one of our new members, Patty. And she lives in Texas. And she said, you know, she's been all over the internet on various sites and is a member of, you know, many sites. And she said that now at this Happy Housewives Club, she is loving it, and she is just enjoying so much support. And she says there are so many women who have hurting lives and a lot of problems, and it's so great that they could come to this site and we can share it and help each other through it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's really nice, and I'm just really proud of that. And so I just want to say to all the girls, I think it's great. But, you know, we don't have that many girls listening to our podcast.
No, we don't.
We need to get this, you know, make everyone realize it. Patty, for example, said that she had no idea how easy it was to just go to the podcast page and hit play.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So we need to maybe put up a button and say, it's so easy, you don't have to download, just hit play.
Just click here.
Just click here, and, you know, then you could hit it real easily. And in U.S. News, girls, last night, I wanted to tell you about this MySpace. Now, Erin, mm-hmm. your kids are too young, but I don't know about you. Has your daughter tried to get on this MySpace, Dana?
No.
No. Yeah, so I'm a little concerned.
No. We're still stuck on Playhouse Disney and Nickelodeon online, so I'd like to keep it that way.
Connor's nine, and he came home the other night, and he says, Ma, I want to go on MySpace. I said, well, why do you want to go on MySpace? He says, well, a few of the kids go to MySpace. And I'm thinking, what parent of 9-year-old boys is allowing their kid to go to MySpace?
I don't know.
I mean, are these people watching their kids?
No.
Well, that's what they say. People who are making dinner, who are watching what they're doing, who say, yeah, go play on the computer for a while and don't monitor what they're watching. That's, yeah.
Yeah, so I was shocked. I didn't think that at his age he would even know about that. But evidently it's out there. The kids are going to this website. They're actually blogging, making their own blog pages. You all know about this, right? And
right,
some of
yeah.
them are innocent. But after reading this article here in U.S. News and doing some research, what's happening starting at the junior high level is the kids are actually fighting now on the internet through MySpace, where vicious girls, mean girls, there's like some special that's going to be on 2020 or Dateline. I don't know if you heard about it. But what's happening is, you know, years ago when we were kids, if a girl had something to say to another girl, let's just say, oh, you're ugly, you're this or that, they would just say it. But now they have these, they post it on the internet and write these terrible things, and then everyone reads it. And it's very, it's just sad. I can't believe all this stuff going on through the computer.
Ugh.
It's really
yeah,
sad.
It makes me really thankful I have boys, but still. I'm sure there'll be something else when they get to be 10.
You know what? Thankful you have boys. I'm terrified that my boy's going to be drafted at 16. I'm having a heart attack over that.
At 16?
I'm thinking that if things continue in Iraq the way they are and we run out of soldiers, it looks like we don't have enough people enlisting, that they're going to bring the draft back. I am terrified they're going to bring the draft back.
Well, that's why they have the reservists over there right now to keep that from happening. So, but you're right. Anybody who's associated with the military right now is gone.
Well, yeah, what does your husband say about that? Does he think, are they going to bring back the draft? What does he think?
No, he doesn't think they'll bring back the draft. He feels like there's still plenty of people that, you know, to do the deployments. I can't talk this morning.
To do the job.
Yeah, he doesn't feel like they'll initiate the draft. So he's really kind of anticipating what's going on with the election, though, because that has a lot to do with it. So, which Dana, thank you very much for reminding everybody to go vote yesterday.
No, you're welcome.
I didn't go.
Darla.
I okay, get
went.
Her back. Get her back, Dana.
How can you sit there and say that you don't go and vote? Then you can't.
Wait a minute. I always go and vote at the real elections, and I try to go for the primaries, but all day yesterday I kept saying, I have to go vote, I have to go vote. I never went. I admit it. I could have lied.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm devastated.
Even
actually.
What?
I was just going to say, this year is the first year that I voted in the primaries. I never had before.
Right,
so.
I never vote in the primaries. And also, I was thinking about it. Who am I going to vote for in the primaries who's not already in office, or how's it going to change anything? To me, the person who I want to vote for is already in office or going to be the nominee. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but what I found with the primaries is they slip in a lot of the what are those calls? The bond issues, the mill levies, those kinds of things. Oh, you have to. Oh, you so have
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Those are the things that really affect your kids' schools.
Yes.
And
yes. Transportation, the elderly, those kinds of things are always on those ballots. And it is so important. I'm just devastated, Darla. I don't know if you can. I can have you on my podcast anymore.
Well, I'm going to make an effort to be less, you know, less ignorant about those things. I'm going to make sure that I know what's going on in my district. In fact, I found a website. Did you send us to that website yesterday that tells you what's happening locally,
yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Okay, so that website, what was the name of it?
Oh, you would ask me.
Was it Real Voter or something?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's over there on the site, but that, maybe we could put that little thing on the main page or somewhere.
Well,
not unless they pay.
Oh, funny.
No, well, but seriously, I went there and I found out, you know, what was on the ballot and read about what was going on. And I think it's great to really get involved locally. And that is my issue for this year. Every year I have a new issue. My issue this year is to become more politically involved on a local level and more aware of what's going on.
Well, and I think that all moms that are home, we get so busy. Well, I shouldn't say all, but I think a lot of the times we get so busy and so involved in just doing the everyday things. We don't read the news. We don't stay up with current events. We don't know what's happening on the local and national level as far as politics go. And regardless of your political stance, you have to know what's going on. And I think it would be a great idea to get some type of activism page not partisan, but just a generic page to say, this is what's going on. This is what you need to be concerned about as moms and as wives.
Well, we're going to do that. We're going to add that to our list of things to do. We are out of time, girls. Dana, you go do what you're going to do today. Have a great day. Erin, you have a great day.
Have a great day, everybody.
And we'll chat tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.